Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Debra Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Debra has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Debra today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Monday with me, the psychic love doctor, here on News for the Soul. I have my riding shotgun co-host. This would be Jim today.
I should bring a shotgun out sometime.
You should.
Really make it look good.
I also have the...
Oh, we got them.
I have the invisible co-host over here. That would be Veronica. She is standing by so she can help us by looking up your readings if you've already had some, or she'll help with options. She's also giving you angel card readings.
Bonus. Yeah. Bonus cards.
And then look who has popped in. Our own Lauren, the lovely, the beautiful Lauren.
The talented.
Yes.
The mysterious.
The hiding. Behind.
And all the folks here in our little studio audience. Okay. Well, you know what? We're not gonna dilly-dally. Let's put it that way.
You jump right in.
We are going to, because I understand we have a lot of calls, and we should just get right to it. What do you think? Now, everybody, please bear with me. I'm still wearing this really funky thing.
Apparatus.
Yeah.
She's not chewing tobacco.
I'm not. I haven't been drinking anything stronger than coffee or water, but it sounds like I'm either having a speech impediment or I have a slur.
Or somebody slapped her in the face real hard.
She has her Invisalign. She's molting. She's currently in her cocoon, and she's molting into her final form.
But just bear with me. Just say what if you can't understand anything that I've said, okay?
Right.
If I take it out, I'm sorry. You all are going to, especially the Facebook folks, you will find it really creepy. So we're going to leave it right where it is.
And don't forget, people that call in.
Oh, yeah.
You could have spoken. I know what you're talking about. Yes, we want you to have any radio turned down.
Yes.
And speak. No, don't do speakerphone. It does not do well.
And
don't try to stay out of the wind and in weird, secluded areas of your house. You might have bad reception. Speak slowly.
Right.
Yeah.
And the whole world will be happy.
We will.
All right. Should we do it?
Phone number?
Yes. The number is 646-595-4274.
All right. The first caller is from area code 610, which is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
610.
Hello, Pennsylvania. What's your first name, please?
Hello. My nickname is Tatted Hat.
Okay.
I don't know that I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know what you
I made it up. I made the nickname up. Tatatat has a bunch of T's.
Tatatat?
Have you called before?
Yeah, many months or last year, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Long, long time ago.
Well, hello. Yes, she does.
All right. Well, tell us what brings you to the show. What's on your mind? Give us a little background info, and I will get your cards all hot and ready to go.
I was just wondering, like, do you have any advice for what you think that I need? I mean, I am Yeah, just anything you just drawn towards, you feel I need.
Okay, but how about if you narrow that down a little bit more for us?
Yeah.
Because if we go with something that is broad, you're going to get a very broad response from the card.
Well, this is focused on love, right?
All right, so what are we talking about, like, say, love life, what else? Your work, your family, your friends. I mean, that can cover it all. In fact, your pets. We do readings for pets.
You name it, we do it.
What's weighing the heaviest on your mind right now? What are your goals for this year?
You know, I keep having goals, and then, like, I stop chasing them, and then I start and stop, start and drop. I keep, like, having indecision about different things I wanted to, but I kind of try to maintain some activities, and they're just short burns.
So maybe this year you want to set some intention for... Maybe this year you want to set some intention as far as, like, maybe for consistency. Like, maybe, you know, Deb can take a look at the cards and kind of figure out maybe what area in her life she should focus on this year. Maybe she should focus on her finances, or maybe she should focus on maybe studying or looking into a new line of work. Would you like maybe some direction into that?
Hello.
I've been working a lot on self-improvement. I don't think I'm ready for a career.
Okay, well, your cards are definitely indicating to me that you need to make sure that when you venture out into the professional arena, we'll say, make sure you're doing something you love, because you have so many gifts that are coming out in your reading. So many, and the thing is, you will be able to actually, I mean, it's, with her, a lot of people, they have maybe one or two. This young lady has, it's like a pizza with all kinds of pieces cut in it. So she really has a lot of interlocking special gifts. So the cards are definitely indicating that you make sure that you do what you love. You will really flourish and you will thrive. How'd you know? You knew I was going there?
I knew. You were safe.
Usually flourish and thrive go hand in hand.
They do. Okay, you know, all in all, it seems as if you are actually walking the path that is designed for her. There, you are a very deep-thinking person. You have a huge heart. I mean, I don't see much in the way of some drama. Maybe in the way of picking out friends. You know, friends can be the best thing that ever happened to us, and sometimes they can actually be the worst thing to happen to us.
So be a little bit more selective?
Very selective. Be very discerning about the people that you let into your inner circle. I see, what I'm seeing is you have a tendency to embrace all.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but make sure that the ones that are close, your inner circle, are those that you know are trustworthy, loyal, you know, especially when you get out into the professional world.
Right.
Because I think you could have a number of jealous detractors around you that you definitely are going to want to, you know, just, what did you say? Said a great word. I can't
remember. Deterrent?
No, I said discernment, but you said something else. Pick them wisely. And
be cautious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cautious, not hasty.
Selective.
Not hasty. Be careful how many doors you open immediately.
I just said do something you love because you have so many gifts, and narrow down your most talented of gifts.
I'd like to ask you, are you in a relationship right now?
I have a crush.
Do you?
Hmm.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you have love on its way to you. And I wouldn't be surprised if it could be her crush.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised. I do feel that you're stepping into a period in your life that is going to be very beautiful in terms of love and passion and all those beautiful
things. Sounds very transitional.
It is. It
yes,
is.
Yes, I like that. Transitional.
Yay. So thank you so much, hon. I hope this has helped.
Okay.
And
your angel cards. I'm going to do two because they were stuck together.
Yeah, well, so
and kind of like Deb said, when it, you know, when it comes to the floor, it's
stuck together.
To the door there.
Yeah.
So the first card is clear your space, get rid of your clutter, clear the energy around you, use feng shui. And I think that doesn't just mean cleaning your house. That means clean out your...
And clearing of your own self.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Clean out your friends list. Clean out whatever you need to do because you are obviously in a good transitional moment where you're focusing, right? And then the next one is you know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Very good.
Yes.
Thank you. And please call us again. We'd
sure.
love to
Thank
hear
you.
From
Don't
you.
Be a stranger.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yay.
Absolutely. Awesome.
That was a delightful reading to kick things off, Deborah.
We have a lot of colors.
It was.
We
do.
We do have a lot of colors.
All right. Yes. And please, to get your reading, the number is 646-595-4274.
All right. Next caller is from area code 916, which is California,
916.
Welcome to the show, California. What's your first name?
Hello. It's Denise. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Denise?
Good, my love. How are you?
Well, with the dental thing is driving me crazy. I had to have some bone grafts done. If anybody out there in our audience has ever had this done, oh, I know what you went through because I'm going through myself.
A lot of happiness and joy.
Yeah. So, Denise, what's happening with you?
Nothing much. I was just asking in terms of just like the current relationship, just kind of what you see. Just he's very moody, and so I just need assistance.
Okay. Are you telling us he's moody?
Yeah.
Like, tell which he.
There's only one he. Yes, my husband. And
we have to ask. This is the world we live in.
Yes, ma'am. And so he and I are, you know, I think we communicate pretty well for the most part. But I know that there's so much like pulling going on, like, you know, and it's just very, very, very off-putting sometimes.
Have you been in quarantine together?
No, I wish.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
yes,
I confused myself. All right. No, he's
okay.
In quarantine, right?
He's in quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roger
okay.
That.
All right, so let me take a look, and the girls will chat with you while I'm doing that.
Okay, so here's my question, Denise.
How you doing?
I'm joking.
I know.
So last time, chatted a little bit. There was some things going on that you maybe needed to have a conversation with him. Did you ever have like
a good sit down?
Or is it
still the same as it was? Like I said, no, I mean, I don't know what that one's about really. So you'd have to refresh me probably off the air so I know what you're saying specifically.
Right.
I think for the most part, Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think for the most part, the communication is okay, but it's just he usually communicates well, but I just feel like there's a lot of like, oh, you're doing this, and how come you're doing that, and are you doing, it's just very, and it's just sometimes is like a pull, and sometimes the communication is not as easy as it could be.
Well, I will tell you what I'm seeing here.
Yes,
his perception is a bit skewed in the sense that she thinks you're doing so well that maybe you aren't going to need him anymore.
When he gets away from his permanent vacation.
Yes, when he is back in the mainstream.
A little insecurity?
Right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You're doing so good. He has concerns that you have friends coming and going. You know, remember, a lot of times when people are not where they want to be and they're not doing what they would like to do, they start to have, it's like delusions like crazy. And I think that's why she is so moody, crotchety, you know. In a way, he'd like to know that you're struggling a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe tell him that. I don't know. Just
ask his opinion. And how, you know, even if everything is going swimmingly, I think you need to comfort him in the sense that you're not doing that well.
So
right.
He feels the need to have her feel needy.
Right. So because I'm not saying that because this is a man's job, but husbands want to make sure that they are secure in the providing. And because of where he is in this place, he is not able to do as much as I would think that he wants to do. So maybe he's really feeling maybe that he's not able to do.
He loves you so much. He's so worried he's going to lose you.
Right.
So I know in some ways people out there are probably thinking, well, you know, if he got himself incarcerated, whatever the case might be, that maybe he should marinate for a while in all these juices.
It's been a while, though.
But, you know, when you love the person, you don't have to love whatever they may have done, you know, where they are. But, I mean, Lauren, you got something on your mind there.
Gonna say, I mean, I get it to a certain extent, but she's been faithful and going through this whole process for so long that he should have had some trust in her. I mean, she has a ton of options outside of just him, so obviously there's some sort of a connection there.
Something
so
to keep there.
You didn't see a distrust thing, right? You just saw that he was feeling like he needed to be needed.
Yeah, and she's doing so well.
Yeah.
You'd think the guy would say, wow, I'm so glad that you don't need me there.
Yeah.
And you're thriving without me. But, you know, it probably hurts his feelings.
Probably like, oh, what do you need me for?
Yeah. And,
and with COVID on top of that.
And he wouldn't have a home to go back to.
Right.
So does any of this make sense to you, Denise?
Yeah, a little bit. Because that's not the way it comes. That's not the
way it seems.
Yeah, that's not the way that it's delivered. Right, so.
Well, I'm not seeing that anything slippery, we'll say, is going on. I'm not seeing anything like that. I just think that his mental state is.
There's a lot of that going around in this country.
There is. And I really think that. I know it's hurting your feelings, too. You know, it's hurting your feelings. But when will he be home? Do you have a time frame?
I don't know right now. Maybe next year sometime.
You sound like you're down, too.
Yeah.
So,
I'm at work. But what I'll be doing is I'll be messaging you this right now. And then I'll just talk with you sometime this week whenever you have time.
That would be great, honey. I'd love that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you.
So your
angel card reading.
Card reading, again, had two like really stuck together. The first one is overcoming difficulties. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. And sensitivity. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
There, I think that says a lot.
A lot.
Right.
So, all right, Denise, hang in there, and I'll talk with you soon.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Don't be stranger.
Be good.
Bye.
Okay. That number is 646-595-4274.
I'm wondering what kind of things are going on in your house, Veronica, that your cards are all sticky.
Are they?
That's twice now she's had sticky cards.
Well, maybe they just don't want to play now.
Maybe
they're hot.
She has sticky fingers, and now she's got sticky cards.
I don't know.
No, we'll have to think about that. Anyway, let's move on to our next caller. Area code 404, which is in Georgia.
Hello.
404.
Hi, welcome to the show. This is Deborah Lee. What's your first name, please?
So is that me?
It's you.
Hello.
404.
Oh, this is Sarah.
Hi. Oh, is it teapot?
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to get in this thing for some days.
I recognize your voice.
Oh,
nice to hear from you.
Yes, we can tell when it's you.
Look, I'm back at it. Look. Oh, okay, update. Okay, how about me? My boo, remember my boo was going through all them issues. He had to move and everything. I ended up moving at my mom's house. Last time I let y'all talk to my mom, I don't move at my mom's house. Got my little stuff together. Well, how about me and my boo live 5 minutes from each other by accident? But I was like, whoa. But when I was calling, I wanted to know, what is he going to do for my birthday, July 31st? Because last year, he, you know, he was all right and everything. But I did something for his, and he messed it up, you know, with his little funky attitude. But he owed me a birthday this year.
Okay.
Hold the phone.
Okay,
go on. He moved 5 minutes from you.
Yeah, he moved 5 minutes. It was crazy because we was talking about it. He was joking. He was like, oh, so what we is, life path 5 or 7 or something like that. I said, you know, we both life path 5, but then turn out I live off on exit 5 and he live off on exit 7, but there's no exit 6. So exit away.
Okay, and he said his
July 31st.
So we want to know what your boo is doing for your birthday.
That's what
she wants.
Yeah,
to
remember. Yeah, Eric.
Yeah.
What he's doing.
What he's doing for her birthday.
Does he have any? Have you given him any hints about what
no,
he would
I
like?
Haven't.
Uh oh.
You
no.
might want to do that.
Men are terrible.
Never assume.
Yeah,
I have
not gonna, he knows it's my birthday. Last year we had a hotel for 3 days, and we got drunk every day and whatever. So I'm going to be happy with whatever. But then, you know, his birthday, I got him like a special Patron cake, his favorite drink, and painted him a photo. But then he had a funky attitude that day.
Jim said, a night you can't remember is a night to remember.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't remember the last time. I woke up the next day. We had our... I was like, whoa, what happened last night?
Looking in your cards, this man is in agony trying to figure out how to make this a good day for you. I mean, he is agonizing. He's terrified he'll disappoint you. And that would be a good time to maybe, what we girls?
Throw some magazines out or.
Throw some breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I've been posting Balenciaga shoes on my Instagram and stuff like that. Look. Hey, yellow ring. I was like, you know, I love yellow. You know, just throwing out a pair of shoes, maybe a purse.
You need to, or you just might end up getting a blender or something like that. You know,
she says she wants anything.
Well, still,
we all know better.
I'm gonna tell them I got a blender. I'm like, sure, new pot set won't work. Hey, anything could do. Hey, some money on the rent. I don't need much, but maybe some money on the rent.
Well, you know what? You really are a person of simplicity, and that is a compliment. You are not a complicated lady. It doesn't take much to make you happy.
I have an idea.
Yes, Lauren.
Okay. If things don't go well with the boo this year, next year, you're going to send him a letter, okay, but have it from an anonymous source, and it's going to see, and it's going to say, we can see that it is your girlfriend's birthday or whatever you wanted to say, and here are some suggestions from our partnership of items to get them.
From a miscellaneous
company. You know what? I tried that. He's bad at hints. Like, I made an Instagram that said 12 days of Jared and sent him a message. Do anybody need a ring? He's terrible at it.
Oh, no.
You need to
come
on Facebook and make sure you post
December
items. I don't know. Just that
maybe.
The person show.
Well, they're showing that
the
poor man doesn't
know
what to do.
Okay, so he's working on it.
He's thinking about
it. Hey, you know what?
He needs the hint.
It's a long ways off in the guys right now. He's got forever till the 31st.
Well, you guys are all deadline performers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not even the night before.
I mean, even a bottle of Patron maybe in a pink pill will do. But, when he get a blue one. But, I just want something tangible. Sometimes I'm tired of the thought that counts.
I love it.
Verbal, just I love you.
And would you possibly agree for him to take you just on a shopping trip and let you pick out what you want? You would?
Oh.
Well, there you go.
You know, you tell him, I don't say I don't want this say, I want this,
rather than
right,
not
yeah,
what
I
you
never
want.
Say I don't want.
Well, you know, I'm not that big.
I know that's what it is. I don't want X amount, and that's who's going to show up with.
Well, what
right.
we're going to do is we're going to send your boo some extra energy here for him.
Please do. Please it.
We're going to, so he will stop fretting over this and just do something for you that he knows you will love.
Yeah, she should call for future updates, too.
Yes, we'd like to
yeah,
hear
every
about
meeting
this.
May be a little bit closer to figuring it out.
So,
or not.
So,
right,
ladies,
right, like we'll see about a week before then.
Yeah, definitely.
But please know, in his heart of hearts, he really wants to make you happy and to show you how he feels. And men can be clumsy at this.
And they
you know,
have absolutely no clue.
Like
yeah.
Sometimes they bring you that flimsy, whorish lingerie when really maybe you'd like to have a, you know, a nice silky long gown with a accompanying robe.
Or just an
yeah.
old piece.
Yeah, but, they, you know, they buy something for them.
Right. Nothing for you, ever. Right.
Right. I need something I can wear today.
Well,
I like to
Tina,
wear my stuff out.
Tina Teapot, I think it's going to work out if you try to, what should you do? Try to talk them into a shopping trip where you can pick out
yeah.
what you want. Tell them exactly what you want. And you know. It wouldn't hurt to give him, Tina, give him a little something special, too. Just a little something-something, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, last time he got a little something-something 3 days straight. I'm like, I don't know who win it, you or me.
Yeah, do something that'll curl his toes, and you'll get anything you want.
Exactly, I was thinking
that,
too.
Oh, okay, I'm going to be working on that extra hard this month. Yeah,
okay. Okay,
now,
here is your
card.
Angel card. You're going to be shocked that it says this. Crystal clear intentions.
All
be
right.
clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
There you go.
Already.
Done.
Okay, I'm going to focus. I'm going to focus.
Focus.
And then tell
yes.
him.
Focus.
Focus, focus.
Eat that horse to water and make him drink. Yes. All right.
Okay.
Right. Kick his ass. Water
all right, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to make sure he give me a TV, anything. I'll take it, but he just owed me because he had a funky ass suit last year after I spent all that money. And so it's my, you know, now my the wrong back around. And you know, birthday season, you can get dumped for real. You feel me? Don't play it with
yeah.
my birthday.
I just love. I'm gonna forever from now until the end of time. I'm gonna say I want something tangible, not
yes.
just words. From now on.
Yeah, the thought that count doesn't. You know, you get tired of that.
Tina, you're
please.
A hoot.
Yes, hilarious.
You should
love
do stand up comedy. You are really funny. You
yeah.
really are.
We like you.
Yeah, we do. Call us again, hon. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I'll call y'all back one of these weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, enjoy your day.
Bye.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
A, yeah. Okay. Oh. The number is 646-595-4274.
Let's move on to the next caller because we have 4 billion callers, basically. We're going to area code 337, which is in Louisiana. 337.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
Agnes.
Hello.
Agnes?
Hi. Have you called us before, Agnes?
Okay, I'm calling. I have a neighbor, and he's been trying, like, so hard to talk to me, like, to do a whole relationship. And so recently, like, my birthday was on the 4th, and we kind of, like, started talking a little bit,
Agnes?
So we kind of, like, hit it that way.
We got to slow down. We cannot understand. No,
we have some
out.
Old minds here with cobwebs, so you got to
okay,
slow down a little.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous. But we started talking, and we're headed towards a relationship. And I'm just wondering, what do you see happening with it? Like, do you see it working out okay, or, I mean, you know, should I back out?
And this is your neighbor?
Yes. Yeah. Well, my neighbor's son.
Oh, your neighbor's son.
Our neighbor's friend?
Son.
Well, and
that's cool.
And how long has this chatting been going on?
We've been chatting for about over a year.
Okay.
Over
oh,
a year
my.
We've been chatting.
Has it been We're on date.
And I finally, we finally went on a date and, you know, finally kind of had a little conversation. So, you know, we're headed that way.
Okay, you want to make sure that it is tangible.
Yes.
If you were listening to our previous caller, I am going to forever use that word because it is, it literally is good. I really like it.
A lot of things in our lives, though, aren't tangible.
I know.
So, mm-hmm. How are you feeling? Are you very excited about this relationship? How excited are you about it compared with maybe your other relationships that you've been in?
Good question.
Yes, it is. I guess I'm just really unsure. I've, like, never had a lot of relationships. I've been a loner. It couldn't be any worse than others, though. But he's really nice. He's a really nice guy. And, I don't see anything bad about him. So,
no,
but you never know
either.
Until you really, yeah.
Exactly, Agnes. You don't know until you get over all that, you know, in the beginning, everybody's on their
the best foot forward.
Yeah, best behavior.
Right.
Wear my best clothes.
But I don't see anything negative about him. I don't see that he's a two-timer or, you know, a guy that would lie or cheat. He seems like he's quite the gentleman. Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the bird.
Do you ever talk to his father, or I mean, you guys are neighbors, so I'm assuming you know, at least say, hey, how are you going, neighbor? You know, is he saying anything to you about his son, saying stay away, or yeah, he's a nice guy?
No, actually, his mom stays next door, and she was actually the one that told him to go get her son, you know, that type thing. So it really was on her.
I do see that he's eventually going to start staying at your house.
Oh.
With you.
Oh, wow. Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of love here. That's going to be quite a love nest.
I like sleepover.
You've got over there. Yeah. So it is going to be you will be having pajama parties with this Mr. Wonderful you've got.
Uh-oh.
He really is a good man. And it sounds like his mom would like to see him.
Okay.
You
mom
know.
Approves.
Yeah, mama approves of you and it's just a matter of time, and really, you are actually the perfect woman for her son.
Is this a next-door neighbor, like next door?
Yeah, is this a
next-door
next door neighbor, like right next door?
Yes, like right next door. Like, what's so funny and crazy is that me and her kind of had a little falling out. And after that, you know, we became good neighbors. We watch each other's house and everything. And, you know, so I was surprised that all of this happened, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Well, there's a sense of secrecy around this in the beginning, where he may think he's creeping out real nice, but I think his mom is going to be on to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So your angel card, Agnes, is gentleness. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Sounds good.
So
if
that is going to be a good thing, then,
I see a good thing here.
Then jump in with type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no pain or no hurt coming to you, Agnes. This is going to be a good relationship.
Right on. That's exciting.
Awesome.
He's a good man.
Okay,
all right,
thank
honey.
Thank you so much.
You call us.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay, that number is 646-595-4274.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller, which is area code 917 in the Big Apple, New York, state of New York, 917.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who's on the line with me?
Hey, this is Terry. How are you today?
Terry. Hi, Terry. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear. What brings you to?
It's raining.
Oh, is it raining up there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's cleansing the palate.
That was
we just got blistering heat down here in Virginia Beach, and
getting rain soon.
We're gonna have some rain
some
too.
Tropical stuff rolling up the coast.
Yeah. Oh, yippee! So, Terry, what's happening? What's going on with you?
Okay, so one time you did a reading for me, and you said you talked about my love life. And I didn't think that it was going to happen at the time. You mentioned that someone, because I told you that I was moving to New Jersey, which I still plan to by fall. And I'm intuitive myself. So you mentioned that someone was going to come and knock on my door. So now I'm getting the energy of this person. So I guess it's real.
Oh. Yes,
yeah,
I think
I'm trying to pick up the energy of this person. Is he? I'm just trying to make sure that he's like single-minded or anything, or like extremely picky.
What? Single-minded?
Like not fickle-minded, meaning like he changes his mind quickly or has certain beliefs and values.
Terms.
I haven't heard that word in years.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it's a good word.
Highly technical.
I like it. Sorry, Ed. I was like, oh, pickle. What's a pickle?
You know what a pickle is.
Oh.
So that's really exciting, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I pick up his energy, but I'm unsure. Like, because I'm just playing
right.
Game. You can take me as I am, but not.
Well, I think this man is going to think you're the exact woman of his dreams. I do. Listen to her giggle.
Pajamas.
She's doing some giggling.
Really?
All right.
Okay.
I'm laying out your cards.
Cards are being laid out as we speak.
Is he handsome?
She says she feels
a bit. I don't know, because I think it's two different energies. One handsome and one good. Yeah, one is handsome and one is. I think I think he's cute.
What?
So to you find him attractive?
Yeah. If I picked up on his energy.
You know, I got to tell you, Terry, I'm looking at a lot of men here.
Uh-oh.
And it's like there's one coming basically to your door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to the door. And yet there's, let me see, what have we got here? One, two, three other men plus that one. That could be a lot of men to have to pick through. You know what I mean?
What a terrible person that would be.
But so when she does move,
yeah.
Is it going to be as she's moving or when she gets there?
I think
before?
It's when she gets there.
Okay.
I'm seeing this as like a special gift for Terry.
Oh, a special.
Oh.
It's going to be an all-you-can-eat male buffet, Terry. And listen to her giggle. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The gates are going to open for you.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel you are being led to make this move. It's a good
mm-hmm.
one for you. And,
oh, yes.
Wow, you're going to have a full dance card if you want
a
man buffet. I really like that.
Yes, you can go in nice and hungry.
Don't worry, he's going to be everything that you would like him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just what
really?
I would do. Yes, in your manifestations, as you are, you know, using the law of attraction, visualize. You don't have to see the face, because sometimes that can be hard. But just visualize yourself, like, say, in the arms of this fantastic man being hugged. And say out to the universe, the higher power, spirit, if you will, that I am ready to receive. And then watch and see what happens.
All right. And then I'm going to do a reading. Yeah, once I move there and it's by 4, I will be calling back. Yes. I'll pay for the reading, yes.
We are so ready, honey, for this to come to you. So I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We have an angel card for you. Yep.
Stand by.
Your angel card, which I thought was amazing because I pulled it before Deb said it, prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
It's going to be raining men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sounds good.
Right. Sounds wonderful,
okay.
Harry.
Yay.
All right.
Call you guys.
We'll wait.
Okay.
See yeah, call us again, honey. Bye-bye.
Hit us up again.
Yes. Yes. Don't be a stranger. Okay. That number is 646-595-4274.
Bounce right back from one big state to another big state that we were just at. With going to area code 949, California, 949.
Hi, California. What is your first name?
Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hi. My name is Bo. My name is Bo, B-O, like Bo and Arrow. Bo?
Bo and Arrow.
Hi. Bo, yeah. How you doing? Great. Well, I was hoping maybe you guys could give me some advice. Message from Spirit, maybe. My birthday is August 17th. Just recently, kind of opened my eyes to my situation, and I'm involved in a relationship that's kind of difficult to get out of. I don't know. Maybe you could see something in some direction.
Okay. You sound like you're wanting out of this relationship.
Absolutely, yes. Well, I just know that, you know, I want him to have a good little wife and have children and stuff, and I'm just kind of like over that. I don't feel for him. There's something inside of me. I don't know. I just have like a block for him. I just, you know, it's like I didn't get involved. It didn't start out, you know, we weren't like in love, you know. He was more in love with me than I was, but my heart's grown for him. You know, I have love for him, and he's a good man. That's why I know that I'm not in love with him like that, and I want him to find that love and get move on. Plus, he's violent, and he's mean, and he's, you know, he's pretty set in his ways, and, you know, customs from other countries that, you know, that's just, like, too stifling for me. I grew up in California, you know. I just, like, not because that's not an excuse, but I mean, just, like, things are just, you know, men and women can be friends. It's not, you know, just... you're a cheating slut, and, you know, just, I don't know. I think that's – I want to look for somebody who's a little bit more open-minded.
You are absolutely right to be wanting to get out of this relationship.
A billion good
people. You do. And not like seven. And once you would get that wedding ring on your finger, it would be like ownership. Right.
Oh, it's God. I know.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to change his character. From what I'm seeing here, I really think if it could be cultural. In a lot of these cultures, I come from one in my DNA where the men do not treat women well. And the women are much better. And he's going to take it really hard. I'm not seeing at this point in time a danger to him. But I think he's going to be extremely disappointed.
Not
going to
be a happy camp.
No, but I see
he is not.
You are going to make preparation. You are going to be all prepared. And when you go, you are not going to look back.
I know.
Are you contemplating a move like across country or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go maybe move to Washington. Well, my family's in Washington State. You know, they've been waiting for me for years. I have a daughter. She's 12.
You're going.
I just really...
You are going.
Okay.
I'm plainly in these cars.
Shooting up the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I know.
The thing is, he's going to take a lot from you. I mean, do you have a lot of possessions? Do you have bank accounts? I'm just seeing that he's trying to make really hard. Not in
I know.
Physical.
Well,
yeah.
It's been really difficult because of that, because of, you know, just, you know, because of different things, you know, finances or because of different comfort. But, I mean, now it's just to the point where I just don't even really care about any of that. And I try to do it nice or trying to be an adult. And I almost think I have to pull a disappearing act, you know, pack up my things and just go. Because otherwise it's like violence and my car is wrecked inside.
You sound like you're a nervous wreck. I really think you should pack up stuff and slip away under the cover of darkness.
Exactly.
You know, before you said something, I just said, she's going to have to pack up in the middle of the night and just go. And there it was.
Yeah, did you? Really? Wow, I know.
There's this bargaining stage that happens when a man finds out that the woman wants to leave. He will suddenly start promising everything. And then when she
doesn't... Oh, it's not even that.
Things can get ugly.
Nasty.
So, yeah, you make your plans. Your family's going to be there to receive you. And think of it this way. I have done this myself in the past. Your freedom is priceless. There is no belonging in the world that can compare with having your life and your...
I know, but you guys, I think I'm, karmically we have some kind of something from the past together. Somebody said that he was my brother in another life. Somebody said that he hurt me, he damaged my spirit in another life, and my spirit remembers, because there's some kind of internal like rejection. It's not sexual. It's like I just feel like God, you know. It's like, and it's, I feel so bad, but now I'm emotionally involved, and I just don't. I feel guilty. I feel guilty for, you know. Then there's tears, and there's, you know, just.
Listen, you are wishing him well to have the life and family that he wants. But you have a right to what you want to need for yourself. So what I would say is start to walk where you want. Right now, don't worry about all that karmic stuff. Right? You can look
I don't worry about anything. I just,
You know,
I just meant as far as...
Yeah. We're going to have to run, honey. I'm really sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was, okay, great. I was great talking to you guys, and I love your advice, and I'll talk to you guys soon again, okay? Thank you. I'm sorry the phone's kind of fading in and out. That's why it's a little choppy, but I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go. Do not leave.
If you're still listening, your angel card is pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers.
Yeah, well, that'll be.
I think that she just needed that little bit of.
I felt like I had 10 cups of coffee just listening to her talk.
She's wound tight.
You know, she's really stressed out about it. And then, I mean, she's got lots of people that are waiting for her daughter and all
and
that.
You know, the one thing
I
know is having been one myself.
Yes. Oh,
when
yeah.
you are in an abusive relationship, people will often say, well, she went right back to him, though, didn't she? The important thing is don't turn your back on that woman because
she is
struggling. But remember, in her heart, she loves him and can't. I mean, I had a husband who would say to me, why do you make me hurt you?
Right. Why do you make me hit you?
Yeah.
Why do you do those things?
Yeah. Yeah. But when you finally walk, like the time I did, I had a 45 pointed at my back.
Right.
And I looked at him and I said, I'd rather take a bullet in the back than spend one more minute in this house with you.
Oh, well, yeah. Why would you?
And then you're taking the walk of your life. You know?
Then you're like praying every time that you're like, I might die today.
Right.
She's going to get out of there. There's no doubt in my mind.
So too.
Our clock, she is ticking.
All right.
Let's move on. Let's write to area code 806, great state of Texas, 806.
Hi, Texas. How you doing?
Hello.
I knew it was her.
Absolutely.
Okay, Danielle, we're on the TikTok now.
TikTok.
What can we do for you, honey?
Just whatever the cards say for me. I don't really have anything going on.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What's
wrong? I don't know.
You sound like you're crying and feeling very tragic right now.
No, I'm not crying. I'm just, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of sad, but I don't really have anything sad to be about. I'm just sad, like, I guess I'm just still sad because of, like, all that stuff with Isaac and stuff. Like, it's just annoying.
Brings up our well, and good ones. Sometimes they can be more painful than the bad ones. Well, okay, huh?
I'm just sad because, like, we're not hanging and we're not friends. And I just miss him.
No. She meant, gotcha.
It's going to be okay, Danielle.
So this time when you said, we can't do this anymore, you had to put your foot down and say, well, you can't do what you're doing. We either are this or either that.
We're not talking or anything, but it just makes me sad because, like, I thought he would at least want to be my friend.
Your cards say for you to write him an email, don't text because then he's got to be present. He's got to perform, basically. But write him a nice letter and tell him how you feel. And it's going to make you feel better, and it's going to give him a better understanding of where you are emotionally.
Right.
Love is never wrong. I mean, people so often come to me as clients, and they feel ashamed of themselves or guilty.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't. Like, I feel like I shouldn't. I'm not going to, like, talk to him or, like, miss him, but, like, I do, like, I'm, like, trying to push it off, like, not miss him, but, like, I do, but, like, so conflicting, but I know I shouldn't miss him.
But just tell him.
Right, okay,
so explain it in a letter, if you feel comfortable, you know, that way he'll know and he won't have to feel pressured where texting, you know, you got to respond.
You don't have to, though.
Yeah.
No,
I'll probably just write it in a letter to myself and then rip it up and throw it away.
If that's what you wish to do, but it'll help you to feel better. Later this week, you're going to actually be on an upswing with your emotions. You're going to have some fun times coming up. And, you know, remember, we women have our hormonal, what do you want to say?
Imbalance,
yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So one day we can be down, and the next day we can be up.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Give her an angel card.
Yeah, bye for angel card reading.
So here's the thing. I'd like to just put in my little two cents here.
Small, please.
He cannot be all in. He doesn't know how to do that because he still is very immature in his everything.
They're young.
So, exactly, and extremely young.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like this might be a good card for you. It's called the comfort card. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Very good. And who's with her?
Azrael.
Oh, that's her angel?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's do this quick.
Okay, honey, we're going to have to move on. I'm sorry, but you watch. You're going to feel better this week.
Yeah, I think that it's just time to focus on you again.
Yep. Yeah,
I have
to call back.
And everything. Okay.
Okay.
She's always a trooper.
She is. You got this.
Yep.
We're with you, Danielle.
Call back.
Yeah, honey.
All right,
we love
on. We got just a couple minutes.
All right.
Probably we can do an El Quico.
El Quico.
El Quico. And I say that because we're going to California. Area code 916. 916, you're up. We've got
all
a couple
right.
minutes.
California, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
A couple minutes.
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, we're doing all right, you know. We're up, we're down, just like everybody else, but we're getting through it. How about you?
Yeah.
Doing okay?
I'm doing okay.
Now tell us what's the latest.
I just want to know one thing that I can do to move forward out of this muck-a-muck-a-muck.
Muck-a-muck-a-muck.
Sounds simple, but it isn't.
Oh, dear, what's happening here? I'm looking
right.
around here.
I'm looking for you right now.
Is not on, I guess.
Okay, that I just
sorry.
I lost my train there.
Where is it?
It's right there.
There.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know where it was coming from.
It's not me. Okay. Are you still with us, Lynn? We didn't lose
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm still with you.
Okay. She wants to know one thing she can do to get through this muck-a-muck.
Yeah.
Muck-a-muck.
Yeah, you know, it's we're on lockdown again, and, you know.
So does that mean you're back at home and you're not at work?
No, I'm still going to work because she found out that we have you can have us work as long as she has a chiropractor in the office.
That too.
I see. Well, I've got to tell you right now, are we real short?
You've got 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, use this time wisely. There is something that is going to bring a huge transformation, a shift to your life, Lynn, and it's going to be something that grows out of this quarantining and, you know, all the restrictions. I believe it's going to be a whole new road for you professionally. It's answering that calling we've talked about before. You know, and a lot of times we don't, realize we have one, but we sure, and we do.
Good from the bad. We like that.
So we'll talk about it. Call us next time, and we'll work on it.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Lynn, here is your angel card really quick. All is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to with hidden blessings, and you will soon understand.
Yes.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes.
That gave me literal.
You guys are beautiful.
Oh, we love you
long time.
Oh, Lordy. All right. Well, we're going to have to run, but you call us sooner in the show next time,
okay? We got
to
go.
Yes. All right, everybody. We know we had a lot of folks waiting.
Yes.
I just want to put in here, go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. I offer a 30-minute phone session. We can do over video call. We can just do over the phone.
Lots of options.
It's $25 for a half hour. Super cheap. And if you really want to get a reading, you can get it there.
Yes, right. Indeed.
Now, leaving you with the words of Grandma, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Thank you, everybody. We love you so much. Mwah. See you next time.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.